reefs, and sunsetter awnings, an attractive and affordable way to provide shade. For more information, please call 530-472-3357 or visit them on the web at hoferconstruction.com. And that is HOFERconstruction.com. KKRN would like to thank Hofer Construction for their generous support of community radio.
You know, now that that song's public domain, I can hum it to you and not get in trouble. KKRN, happy birthday from Undercurrents.
Thanks, Greg McVicker, for that birthday wish. Greg McVicker of Undercurrents. You're listening to KKRN, Bella Vista Studios in Round Mountain, 88.5 FM. We stream. If you're having trouble hearing me, like we're breaking up, go to kkrn.org, click the Listen Now tab. And while you're there, if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's listener-supported family, you can click the Donate tab. It'll take you to a safe, secure site. You decide how much to give and when to give. And remember, no amount too small or too large. Thanks for tuning in today and sharing your, well, if you're a working soul, you're probably on your lunch hour. And if you're not, thanks for joining. And I'm Shane Houchins. I'll be your host for the next hour. And I have in the studio today with me Grant Ditzler, and Grant's coming in to share his music for the first time on Locomotion. If you've been to any of the events that take place downtown, like the farmers markets, the craft fairs, some of the places downtown that we'll talk about here in a bit, you've heard Grant. And if you haven't, today you get the opportunity. And also with Grant is Jerry Goldman. Jerry coming in to accompany Grant. Guys, say hi. And Jerry, you might want to lift your microphone up there so people can hear you. I got it on down on his guitar.
Good afternoon, all.
This is Grant. Grant Ditzler. Yeah, Grant.
That's right. My name is Grant. You know, I feel privileged to be here today in this space that Shane and the local radio station create. You know, so that local musicians like us can get our voices out to the local ears that want to hear it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'll have in mind. And any words to share, Jerry?
Well, it's great to be back. I was here just a couple weeks ago with Honey, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm looking forward to it today.
Okay, well, great. Yeah, thanks for Grant for coming in today and sharing your talents with our KKR listening audience. And gosh, I know, just my own personal opinion, I'd just soon jump right into the good part about this program, the local music. And but you know, but wait, I do want to let our listeners know just a little bit about you, Grant. You're a resident of the Intermountain area up here, are you?
Or? Well, that's right now. Yeah, I've moved up to Round Mountain about 2 full years ago now.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Palo Cedro, went to high school at Enterprise High School, and with a couple of my friends, we've stayed close, and we went in and we bought a piece of property, and we're building a log cabin on it. And you know, just hey, living and dreaming up here. Yes.
All right, great. Remind me of some of the group of, well, there's a lot of folks up here that are of that independent mind and love clearing out the land and building a lifestyle. So welcome up to the mountain, Grant. And,
thank you.
And welcome to KKRN Studios. Let's just get right to it. Do you want to introduce this song? And take away, guys.
The song is called Thank You. I hope it opens up the space for us to bring some beauty into the day today.
Thank you. make me sing. This is no competition, but I made my decision. I don't mind your opinion. I'm calling on the wisdom.
That's a great way to start the program with thanks, and thanks to the Lord on top of that. That's thanks for sharing that, guys. I just haven't a whole bunch to say today. That's odd. So I'm just going to have to put you guys on the spot.
Jeez,
Grant, why don't you tell us a little bit about your music career? Did you start out as a young man? Well, you're still a young man, aren't you?
Well, somewhat, some would say. I'm around about 28, I guess.
That's prime, yeah. Prime life here, yeah.
Nothing bad about that yet.
Oh, no.
Well, hey. I find it's a good time. Your soul starts to rest a little bit, you know? It's some turmoil, I'd say, before that. You know, when you're in your adolescence and, you know, every stage of life has its beauty to it. But, I picked up guitar when I was 17. I knew music through the trumpet and reading it and real analytical before that. For me, the guitar and the banjo likewise are a way that I've come to know music authentically through myself, and not in a way that's supposed to be any certain thing, and I try not to be too skillful at it, or put too much importance in the skillfulness of it. You know, I value folk music. I love folk music because it's something that's accessible and attainable for any player, any kind of musician to bring out in a campfire. And every song that you hear me play today will probably fall into that category. You know, and I like to keep it simple and keep it good. And if it's nourishing to me and good to my soul, then I know it is for yours. And I just keep on doing that. I mean, as long as I got a breath.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you found some inner peace at such a young age. Some of us go a little longer. Yeah, that's great that you've got that great positive train of thought there, Grant. And that's the kind of young people we need around here and love to have around here. So, yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Gosh, that's really good. So I like that idea of the campground music. Well, there ain't nothing that makes a camp out extra special, especially for the young. When somebody breaks out that guitar, boy, that just is such a great memory builder. So I was going to ask you, was this a... you say you started at 17 with on the brass instruments, and was that through school?
Yeah, I played the trumpet from fourth or fifth grade forward, all the way through high school. You know, it was a discipline and an art. It was both. You know, but in high school, I studied under Dan Neese at Enterprise High School. He was a fantastic music teacher, and opened up a world of experience to me through music, which I still use. But you know, I played jazz, I played marching band stuff. It was just all about, you know, the band being a big part of the school, being a big part of people's lives, of growing, of making people more whole and introducing them to music. You know, that was always where his heart was at. So I felt privileged to be to ride that wave. And you know, I got two older brothers, and they kind of paved the way for me. I mean, they were both musicians, you know. All my teachers knew me by the time I got through there, so you
that,
know.
That can life, be a good thing or bad thing sometimes when you got older brothers.
Well, it happened to be all right for good, me, you know. I had one that was real good and one that was Riley. So by the time they got to me, they were just happy I was in the middle, you know.
That's great. Well, you know, that just shows the importance of the arts program in the school.
Yes.
How it builds character and. You know, it was really unique individual. So if there's some kind of issue at your school about the arts, you know, there's a reason to get behind it. It's because of what it does to our youth. So that's great. And thanks for mentioning your music teacher. He's out there listening. I know he's shining right now.
Yeah, I'll tell him too. He'll listen to this.
All right. Well, that just reminds me to let our listeners know that I archive the program. And they can find that at the KKRN.org webpage. Click on the Locomotion page, and you can come listen to this program anytime at your convenience.
Yeah,
and well as other past programs. Jerry and Honey were in a couple. It just seems like last week, but it's probably been a month. I don't know. Only 2 weeks? Okay, yeah. Well, guys, come on. Let's just only got 45 minutes
left. Let's do campfire tune.
That's right on. Here we are with Grant Ditzler and Jerry Goldman on Locomotion with Shane at KKRN, your local community radio station. Here you are, guys. Take it away.
Sing along at home if you want to. Some folks can't help it.
Well, some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. Yes, I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I'll fly away in the morning.
that guitar sound pretty. Life has gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from these prison walls, I'll fly, I'll fly away. Few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy never ends. I'll fly.
Yeah, that is a great campfire song, and that's an old timey song too, isn't it? That I was going to say who I thought the origin of that is, but I think it goes back so far. I'd probably be making a liar out of myself. So, yeah, is that a Carter family tune? Do you know, or Barbara goes beyond that? Don't you think?
The first person I heard, Doc Watts and his grandmother taught it to him.
Yeah,
and then it became real big in the "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou" soundtrack.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
A lot of
yeah.
folks have heard
yeah.
it through that too.
Yeah, do you know Rock Candy Mountain? Or?
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, heck, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do know it if I had the words in front of me. I'll sing it for you.
Yeah,
I know it's
that's a good one.
There's a lot of words in that one.
So you like these the old time gospel songs and the folk music? Do you have any anybody that really inspired you in the folk music world, or in your young music career?
Interesting. I gotta say I've been inspired. I've been inspired every step along the way, but I guess it's just from kind of a different angle. At first, discovering Bob Dylan and through my dad, a lot of the 60s sounds of the Beatles and just, a lot of that opened up my heart and my mind to what music can be for the popular culture and for making things relevant, today. And since then, every little thing, is something beautiful. If you know how to take in, each moment, each sound, each song that turns on the radio, there's a reason why I believe there's a reason why every song comes on the radio, and it hits you at a certain moment. And, if you know how to get what you can out of it, that's all it's meant there for, and that's what I tried to do.
Yeah,
and it all builds me, and here I am.
I found that particularly true especially when I was a young man and had a little spat with my girlfriend. Every song on the radio was about our issue,
That's about right.
Yeah, you got such a great attitude for such a young community member, and I'm so grateful for your father for keeping that folk music alive, and like introducing you to Dylan and some of the others there. That's because Bob Dylan, he just turned 75 and he's still out there doing his thing, sharing his music. So
yes,
that's
sir.
Awesome. And
yes,
you got a long way to go yet, son.
I see him in a small venue in Red Bluff with a few hundred people when I was in high school, and blew my mind. But it was like, wow, to see the star, this mega star, in Red Bluff at the rodeo grounds, it was a pleasure.
It was, and that was he was stopped in there at Red Bluff too. And it was really not that well advertised, and I was really surprised because it's like, hey, it's Dylan.
Yeah.
enough of my jibber jabber. Grant, is there a way for people to get a hold of your music online, or do they get the opportunity to come see you in person if they want to get your music?
Great. Thanks for making that space. I play the second Saturday of every month down at the Reading Farmers Market. You're welcome to come join the fun down there.
Is that at the Civic Center?
It's at the new City Hall. It's behind the new City Hall.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, and it's great. I really appreciate the community down there. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do with my life is be able to, in a succinct way, make nature's bounty and gifts and medicine available to as many people as possible so that they do not have to suffer from the diseases and from the misbalance that you see prevalent everywhere right now.
Yeah.
And down at the farmers market, these are people that are doing it, that are making it a point, that's their livelihood, a lot of them. So I love to be down there supporting them, to be part of like the community culture, which is so much a solution, I think, to our times and everything. It's one of the reasons I have a great pleasure in doing this as well. And getting off track there.
That's okay.
Anyhow, I'm down there. I'm on Facebook. You can find me, Grant Ditzler, on Facebook.
And, you better spell your last name.
Yeah, that's right. It's Ditzler.
Very funny.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. We got a Woody Guthrie song here to do.
Oh, right on. Great. Well, let's hear it.
All right. You kick it off, Jerry, whenever you're ready. Thank you.
I was walking at a ribbon of highway, saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land is made for you and me. This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land is made for you and me. Footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Walking, I saw a sign there, and on that sign it said, no trespassing. But on the other side, didn't say nothing. Believe that sign was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. Now in the squares of the city, in the shadow of the steeple, by the relief office, I've seen my people. And they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land really made for you and me? Yes, this land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water, this land was made for you and me. Nobody living will ever stop me as I go walking this freedom highway. Nobody living can make me turn back, for this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land is made for you and me. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys, I looked over there and you guys done switched instruments on. Gary was been playing the that Martin, was that it? That 12-string, isn't it? Yeah, Martin 12-string, and then up to that point, Grant was playing the banjo, but that's some fine picking there, Gary. Yeah, thanks for doing that, man. And that this land is our land, and sometimes we forget about that, about including all the different mix into it. So we get a little caught up in our own little corner of the world, and gosh, yeah. That, thanks for sharing that again, and another great campfire song, isn't it? Yeah. We got Grant is getting his acoustic guitar out, and everybody's placing their capos and just trying to give you a visual of what's happening here in the studio. If you're just tuning in.
We don't even know what we're doing until about right now.
Yeah, well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We have Grant Ditzler and Jerry Goldman in the studio. And while they're getting ready, I'll tell you about a few of the events that are happening this weekend. One of the bigger events is, well, at least in size, is the Jefferson State's Blues Society's second annual Singing the Blues concert. And that's going to be taking place tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Anderson River Park. And they're having five groups that are going to be playing. Linda Pinson Coldblood, Lisa Mann, Crooked Eye Tommy, who we interviewed last week. They're going to be there. I'm looking forward to that. And Odessa's going to be there. And a fairly local group, the Blackwell Brothers, will be performing. And you can still get your discounted pre-event tickets at Harriet Music, the Music Connection, the Cascade Theater. And, of course, the tickets are available at the door tomorrow for just a little extra. And there's going to be food and drink vendors there. And this is a family-friendly event at the Anderson Park. So there's no smoking of any kind. Thank you very much. And and there's another event that's going to be taking place tomorrow. Not be as big in the size, but it is big in stature in our heart up here, because it is KKRN's fifth birthday party. And we're going to be celebrating down at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek, 30356 Highway 299E. It's going to be a great group. Kicking It is coming, and I'll give you some of the band members' names here, maybe here a little later in the show. But Kicking It, they're a great local group. They have a monthly gig down there in Anderson, the third Sunday of the month at the Moose Lodge. And what they do is they are professional musicians, and they invite the young and the aspiring to come up on stage, get a little stage experience while they have a professional band playing. And they're going to be the ones at Billy's Cafe tomorrow, and they're going to have all their amps and mics available for you local musicians. If you want to come up and entertain and get a little stage presence, you can do that. Or if you just want to come up and do your thing without a backup band, you're more than welcome to that. And so once again, that's tomorrow, Billy's Cafe. Open mic, local entertainment, music, food, spirits. Going to take place from 5 to 9 p.m. Billy's Cafe, Highway 299E in Montgomery Creek. And, oh, yeah, it's going to be outdoor on the green. And Grant Ditzler and Jerry Goldman both performed there on occasion. And, gosh, Jerry, while we're talking about events, we got actually, next Friday on Locomotion, going to have the Old Kennett String Band's going to come in, and they're one of my favorite four-part harmony bluegrass bands around. They are some fun folks, so I hope you folks will tune in for that next Friday. And they're also going to be talking about the second annual, what do we call that, the Mountain Music Festival at the Manton Cedarcrest Vineyards. And gosh, we got one of the headliners here in the studio. Jerry Goldman and Honey Storley are going to be part of the Mountain Messengers group. And they're going to, I believe you guys are starting, you're going to kick off the program, aren't you?
Right, yeah. We get to start it out.
Right, and that's going to be some great fun. And you were also telling me that you have a new member to the Mountain Messengers, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. His name is Danny.
Is Danny going to be there with you guys?
Danny will be there. He'll be back from his trip, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So. Danny's their newest addition, and he's a young man out there. What, Gary? You tell about.
Very talented young man. I don't remember his last name.
That's okay.
Sorry, Danny. anyway, he plays bass, he plays fiddle, he plays mandolin, he plays harmonica, and amazing voice. He's just got a very unique voice.
All right, so. Well, we look forward to that, and gosh, there's going to be a great lineup this year. The Old Time Fiddlers Association's putting it on. It's a fundraiser for them, July 23rd, and we'll talk a great deal about that next week. Don't want to take up more Grant and Jerry's time here, but that's something to look forward to, and let's get back to the music and enjoy the rest of the half hour.
And yeah, I'll throw in a pitch for me and Jerry here. We've recently begun playing every Friday night at Billy's Cafe.
That's right.
Offering music for the community to come together and enjoy. So you know, obviously the doors are open. It's a public establishment.
Family friendly establishment. Yeah,
yeah. And,
Robert,
that's right.
Robert, the owner of Billy's Cafe, mm-hmm. is also on our KKRN board. He's a great great supporter of KKRN. So yeah, thanks Robert for making your spot available for us, and outdoor on the green, that just makes it so much more special. Yeah, that's real fun. And you guys are every Friday night, is that right?
Yeah, every Friday going forward. Yep.
Well, I'm glad you told me that. Now I'm informed. We'll be seeing you some Friday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, take it off, fellas.
All right, this next one's a song that I've written. It's based on my mountain life up here and what I'm trying to do.
I was walking in the morning light, when I heard a crow calling high in the sky. So I took a stop to listen. I let my mind float away. Now with the clouds I'm drifting, together we bring the rain. And this is medicine. This is medicine land. These are medicine. These are medicine hands. Da ba da de, da ba da de, da ba. Lately, I've been thinking way too much. Lately, I ain't been feeling your touch. So I've been looking for another before my world comes unwound. I've been looking for a lover. Now I see she's all around. Yes, and this is medicine. this is medicine land. These are medicine. These are medicine hands. I walked up to the mountain, I walked to the valley too. I was looking, searching, I was seeking for to find you. See, I looked up to the sky, I looked down to the ground below. But where are you now? Sometimes I just don't know. It's okay, because this is medicine. This is medicine. These are medicine. These are medicine hands. Oh, and I am medicine. I am medicine man. And this is. Stand. Take us out on that bed.
That is medicine. Hey, that's great. You know, you were speaking earlier, and Jerry was talking about earlier to me about the importance of nutrition and how you can help prevent disease and actually even cure it. And I just thought, boy, that is such a great thing too. You know, but it's more than just your what you put in your body. It's also what you do with your brain and how you think about life, and that's heavy medicine too. And
it's holistic. That's how that song is meant too, you know. It's like each moment, no matter what is coming through your consciousness, can be a type of medicine. I think if you're aware of it, is the foundation of the human experience of medicine, you know. Like you're saying, it can, if you eat nourishing food, you know, it feels good and you know, it makes you feel good afterwards, you know, and every experience, if you embrace it, I believe fully and just accept it, then, you know, I think your being is made more whole and it is a type of medicine.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The attitude is so essential, which side of that, part of your persona you feed is the side that's going to make you healthy or unhealthy, you know, the good side or the bad side. You think dark thoughts, you're going to have unhealthy feelings, and the same is even more so if you have good thoughts. Your body's going to nurture itself and heal itself. Yes, and stuff. And yeah, enough of that philosophy. that's what singer-songwriters, that's why they sing. They get their philosophy out there in the music world. And
it's true.
Boy, I don't know if there's anything that I know there's nothing else that changes the way I feel about others and about myself more so than a music does, and or takes me back to a moment in time. And And so I want to thank you guys once again for coming up and sharing that your philosophies and your music with us. And let's just get right back to it.
Thank you, Shane. All right.
I did want to let everybody know that we do have a third guest in here, and it's this very well-trained dog of yours. And he's sitting here at my feet and wanting love and attention. He's getting it. Let's share a little love and attention.
Yeah, my dog Levi. He's a little border collie, so y'all can picture at home. He's just curled up by Shane's feet right now. I guess that's the best place.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Right on. Thanks for having him up here too. Thanks for being a dog friendly.
Yeah,
it's getting to be that time of year. Real hot outside.
Yeah. Well, that's right, people. So be careful about your pets.
Yes, sir. It's true. All right, we'll do another original here. You know, get these good ones out of the way. this is the latest one I've written, fresh off the press here. So it's I don't know how it's gonna go, but. Yeah. this song was inspired by a saying that my granddad had, and I didn't get to know him that well, but he would say everything has its place, and and there's a place for everything. I think it's kind of a I don't know. I take it to heart how I do, and this song comes out. So like Shane's saying, I'll just express this through music because that's generally a little safer. Here we go.
There is a place where nothing is thrown away, nothing is wasted, all things have their place, nothing is broken, but all things are breaking down. Nothing is spoken, but all things are speaking out. The body is a dream, the mind is mysterious. Harmony and joy are the gatekeepers. And love floods the gates. Love floods the gates. Say, love floods the gates. Yes, love floods the gates. A place where nothing is thrown away, nothing is wasted, all things have their place, nothing is broken, no, no, but everything is breaking down. Nothing is spoken, but all things are speaking out. The body is a dream, the mind is mysterious. harmony and joy are the gatekeepers. And love floods the gates. 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 Love floods the gates.
Thanks, Jerry. You're listening to KKRN. Grant. Thanks, Grant. Grant. Yeah. And Jerry. Jerry. Yeah.
He's gosh. He didn't know when I was going to end that song.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to let our listeners know that you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion with Shane, and been spending the hour with Grant Ditzler and Jerry Goldman. And I just want to let you know some other events are taking place tomorrow. Remember, I was telling you about the Blues Festival at the Anderson River Park and the 5th birthday party for community radio station KKRN at Billy's Cafe in Montgomery Creek. This just in, that the Sons of Jefferson are going to be at the French Gulch Hotel tomorrow at 8 p.m.
They're fun.
Oh, yeah, they are a good group. And I'm pretty sure Matthew Songmaker is playing with him now, and or at least part time and stuff.
Yeah,
and
Matthew's always a pleasure to see too.
Oh, he is a great young musician, and well, I bet you he's going to be at the Matt Music Festival again too next year or this July. Yeah, yeah, that's always something. Oh, we're going to be talking big about that next week. Afterthought's going to be at the Grape Escape, which is downtown Reading, and they'll be playing tomorrow at 8. And gosh, there's just so many things going on this weekend. It's kind of, this is a tough time of year to try to be everywhere at one time.
it happens all at once, doesn't it?
Oh, this is a great, there's just so much talent, musically, crafts people. And I know, so I'll know tomorrow at the Wind River Casino, they're having the Basket Weavers showing. And today, actually, they're having it today for the actual Basket Weavers and their guests. Tomorrow, they're going to have... it's open to the public. I'm interested in seeing that as well. And so, hey, we got 7 minutes left, guys. We got probably enough time for two more, huh?
Right on.
We get with
it. We jump into
okay, yeah, then.
All right. Here's a good summertime song. Nice and easy going here.
Blind man waiting by the side of the road. I'm in a flatbed Ford carrying a heavy load. A sweet thing sipping on a blueberry wine. I'm on a flat black highway down in Carolina. Blackbird slip beneath the sky, blue, and all I'm thinking about is you. Darling, all I'm thinking about is you, sweetheart. All I'm thinking about is you. Yes, all I'm thinking about is you. And there's nothing this world I can do about it. All I'm thinking about is you. Little boy carrying a fishing pole. Mm-hmm. Little girl picking berries straight off of the vine. Brown bag filled with little green toes.
We hook him through the lip and throw him off the line. Well, your sweet brown legs have got me feeling so blue now. All I'm thinking about is you, darling. All I'm thinking about is you, sweetheart. All I'm thinking about is you, yes, sir. All I'm thinking about is you. And there's nothing in this world I can do about it. All I'm thinking about is you. Shining on a Sunday morning. Say, Mama, go to church now. Mama, go to church now. It's Friday night and Daddy's shirt is torn. Well, Daddy's going downtown. Daddy's going downtown. There ain't no one understanding the sweet thing we do. All I'm thinking about is you, darling. All I'm thinking about is you. Yes, all I'm thinking about is you. Say, all I'm thinking about is you. And there's nothing in this world I can do about it. All I'm thinking about is you. Hey, that's pretty. Turned up and the seed is sown. I can hear the rain coming from across the road. Big black curtain come across the field. Well, the blind will see, the lame will be healed. Oh, brown eyed girl, I'll turn my back on you. But all I'm thinking about is you. Darling, all I'm thinking about is you, sweetheart. All I'm thinking about is you. Yes, all I'm thinking about is you. And there's nothing this world can do about it. All I'm thinking about is you. Oh, all I'm thinking about is you, darling. All I'm thinking about is you. All I'm thinking about is you, sweetheart. All I'm thinking about is you. There's nothing in this world I can do about it. All I'm thinking about is you.
All right. Hey, that was great. You know what? With that banjo playing and your folks singing there, I just had a feeling of Willie Watson in the room. And
ooh,
all right. That's what's fun. Ooh. That makes me think of... I just found out from Tristan Claridge of the Honeybees that the Summer String Summit is going to be July 7th this year. I know a lot of you locals like going up to that. Some great music. And that is up there in Weed at the Kenneth Ford Theater on the College of Siskiyou's campground. And you can find out about that at the Summer String Summit Facebook page, I believe, or just Google it. Okay, guys, we got like 20 seconds left. Why don't you say goodbye to your family and friends? And Giza Rock's coming up
we'd
next.
We'd stay all day if we could, Shane.
Well, thanks, man. We're going to my house. Here.
Thank you for having us. You know, it's a blessing. I feel so lucky.
Thanks, guys.
Jerry.
Yeah, it's been great again, and I enjoy it every time. So.
Okay, thanks. Giza Rock coming up next.
ANewsCafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State with universal.